We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome to Proof to Product. Today's episode is part two of a two-part series. Part one was episode 133, which aired on Tuesday. So if you did not catch part one, push pause, go back and listen to episode 133 with Caroline Hull and Brittany Lynn. During this interview, we are talking about how to pitch yourself to podcasts. What not to do, what to do, how to prepare for a podcast interview, and how you can support the show once your episode airs. Also, before we get started, I wanted to let you know that we have opened enrollment for our PaperCamp conference, and you can get all the details and buy your tickets at proofToProduct.com/PaperCamp. Now, PaperCamp is our signature program where we teach you everything you need to know to get your product line, your sales tools, and your marketing plan ready to sell wholesale. We'll only be offering PaperCamp conference once in 2020, and we sell out every time. So again, head to proofToProduct.com/PaperCamp for more information, and we'll include that link here in the show notes. But back to part two of our two-part series on how to pitch yourself to podcasts. Now, let's pretend, ladies, that like we got this pitch. It was an amazing pitch. We're super pumped to talk to this person. We're scheduled to talk to them for an interview. What tips do you have for people to help people prepare for an interview with you? Caroline, what do you like them to do or plan for?
Well, if I don't send you the information, so we do send all of our guests technical info and maybe a couple key like points that we want to hit on. We don't script our podcast, right? But I do like to kind of send like a couple key points. But like, if you don't hear from me, I do want you to check in with me and say, hey, what do I need to do to be best prepared? If I send you the technical information, I would like you to follow it. There is a reason why I'm asking you to wear headphones with a microphone. There is a reason why I'm asking if you have a microphone to plug it in. There's also a reason why I'm asking you to do it in a quiet room, please. You know, those are important. And I think the interviews that have been really stressful for us is when the guest shows up and they don't have any of the things that we asked for that we sent them the week prior. Right. So they had time to get ready. And then we're having to kind of scramble to figure out some last minute solutions. And then we're worried about the audio. And, you know, that's super stressful for a host. And the last thing I want to do is say, you know, we can't use your episode you weren't prepared. You know, that's really difficult. So,
well, and you don't want to waste anyone's time. We've had to re-record a few things because the audio just didn't work. We couldn't make it work. And I felt awful about that. I felt awful going back to people and saying, hey, I know you just spent 30 to 45 minutes with me, you know, and it was a really great discussion and interview, but we can't use it. So I agree with you. Like, doing your homework on the technical side is super important. Brittany, do you have any tips on the more messaging side of how to prepare what you want to say or how you want to leverage the podcast for your own messaging?
Yeah. So, you know, ideally in your pitch, you had identified some topics and the host probably picked one of those topics of like, yes, let's focus in on this. You know, once they have told you the topic of what they want you to talk about, like, make sure you have talking points about that. Different podcast hosts have different, you know, methods of bringing you onto the podcast. Some people send you questions ahead of time. Other people don't and kind of go more with the flow of conversation. And, you know, both are fine. And if the going with the flow of conversation, if that makes you nervous, like, make your own outline of like, okay, I know they want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. This is what I have to say about this topic. Bring, you know, real life examples. That's what, you know, just thinking about in general, like the public, like that's why storytelling is so effective mm-hmm. because people like to hear about what other people's experiences are. So the more that you can share about that, you know, depending on whatever the podcast topic is about, the better. And if you want to practice that, like, I, you know, if say if it's your first, you're like, you listen to this episode and you're like, okay, I'm going to start pitching myself for podcasts. You know, practice it. Like, talk out loud about your topics. Yes. And, you know, realize that, you know, most podcasters, it's really just like a conversation. So I know, like, the tech can sometimes seem scary to people. And if that does scare you, just like talk with the host, like email, you know, Caroline and be like, hey, like, I'm coming on Creative Biz Rebellion, but like, I'm a little nervous about the tech. Like, yeah, what do I need to know? But, you know, practice your messaging and then, you know, relate your messaging, you know, in some way, somehow, like, to your products or services or whatever it is that you sell. And it doesn't have to be like a hard sell of like, and right, go here to go buy something. But, you know, ideally your messaging is, it's somewhat related to the things that you sell. So then when people go and find out more information about you, when they go to your Instagram profile to check you out, when they go to your website, you know, you want to make sure that you have all of those things in place and are up and running, because different podcast episodes can have a lot of return on investment. Like, the first time I came on Proof to Product, like, when my episode came out, it was like, holy cow, oh my gosh, all these people are coming to my website.
Did you get a lot of inquiries? That's great.
I got a lot of inquiries, which is great. So, you know, I'm going to be prepared and I'm going to have my website ready to go before this episode comes out. Yeah.
The other thing I would tell people is know what kind of one key takeaway or one call to action, one thing you want to drive the audience to do. And for me, you know, I'm not only doing my podcast, but I'm being interviewed on dozens of podcasts elsewhere too. So I am very particular of like, okay, what is the one thing I want to ask this audience to do? It may be go listen to my podcast. It may be go sign up for this free class that's related to the topic we just discussed. Like, figure out what that one call to action is, that action step you want the audience to take once they listen to your episode. And I will tell you, every podcast host is going to give you the opportunity to talk about your products, your services, or whatever you're doing. I do it a little more open-ended. I say, hey, tell us what you're working on. You can hear this at the end of every episode. And I also tell people, tell me where they can find you online and social. And we include, of course, those links in our show notes and stuff. But I want to give people the opportunity to kind of plug at least one thing. And when I first started doing podcast interviews on other people's podcasts, I found that I was flustered by that. I wanted to like, oh, I've got my podcast and I've got PaperCamp and I've got this e-course. Mm-hmm. And like, I kind of like just spewed all of it, right? And people were like, whoa, that's a lot of stuff. But if you can come, but now I'm much more like, okay, here's the one thing I want them to go do. And so in so much that you're preparing to be interviewed by other people, you know, try to hone in on what's the one thing. Do you want them to go to Instagram and follow you? Do you want them to go join your mailing list to get a discount code for your shop? You know, what is it that you want them to do and how do you want them to engage with you after this episode airs?
Yeah, totally, totally agree. Because you also, you know, as the person that's being interviewed, you want to make sure it's worth your time as well and you're worth you know, the time and energy that you're investing into this. And so you want to be able to relate it back to like, okay, I spent time doing these podcast interviews that resulted in, you know, I got 20% more sales over the last 6 months when I did that.
And it is hard to quantify that stuff sometimes. Like sometimes it's, you know, it takes a long time to see a listener turn into a customer, so to speak. But having some of the metrics and knowing what you're doing there, I think is super important.
Hey friends, I wanted to let you know that our PaperCamp conference for 2020 opened for enrollment earlier this month. We are only offering our conference one time in 2020 and tickets are already selling out pretty quickly. But, and this is a big but, I have held one seat for our very lucky scholarship winner. You have a few days left to apply for the scholarship opportunity. Applications must be received by Monday, November 25th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. And you could submit them online at prooftoproduct.com/scholarships. Now, in your application, tell me about your business, your goals for the next year, and how you think PaperCamp can help you reach those goals. Be honest, be open with me, and tell me your story. Again, submit your application online at prooftoproduct.com/scholarships, and I cannot wait to learn more about you.
So, okay, so now we talked about they pitched us, and then they got prepared for the show. A couple of key notes about, like, actually showing up. Definitely be on time. Be ready with your tech. If you think that you're going to be late or you're delayed in any way, just communicate. Again, we're all human. We understand things happen. But I got to say, like, there's been times where I've been totally stood up and it was a bummer because I batch record my episodes. And if we lose one of those tracks, like if we lose one of those slots, it puts us behind with the rest of the schedule. So again, we understand. We're human, but like if something came up, just let us know. Caroline, do you have any other tips for like at the show time, like or at the recording time?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, we've also been stood up and that is really, really frustrating. But I think what's really important to remember is, you know, most podcasters are not making money podcasting. And we are doing this because we love it, because we want to share your story. And so I think just being respectful of that and being grateful and thankful and how can I help you, I think is really, really important. It's basically free marketing in a way. Yeah. You know, it's a free promotion and it takes a lot of time to get these episodes out. It takes a lot of time. We pay for hosting. There's just a lot that goes into it. And I think sometimes people forget that and, you know, kind of come into it as, not that we owe them something, but oh, I'm so glad that I'm on your podcast, you know, and instead you should be, I'm so thankful that you had me on your podcast. And that really just leaves a lasting impression. And I'm going to tell you, like, those are the people that we will ask to come back again and again and again. And that goes a little bit into sharing, you know, or promotion of the episode, which I'm sure we're going to talk about too.
Go ahead and head on into that.
Yeah. If the podcast asks you to share or they send you things, please share, guys. Please, please share in whatever way is accessible to you and makes sense for you and your business. But, you know, it is a little disheartening when we have people come on our podcast and then they never talk about the fact that they were on our podcast.
I don't understand that, especially when, like, whenever you're the podcast host and you give everyone the material, it's like, to some degree, it's like, I'm giving you exact copy that you can copy and paste, and I'm giving you an image, and you still don't share it? Like, it blows my mind.
I mean, even if you just share it, like, in your stories on Instagram, you know, it means the world to us. Because, again, we put so much time and energy into these podcasts, and so any little bit that you can do just makes us feel so good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'll also add that, you know, the podcasting world, there's a lot of podcasts out there, but the podcasting world is also small. Like, word will, if you're, you know, a guest that's like not on time or, you know, lazy or non-responsive or, you know, whatever, if you're not a good guest, like, word will get around and then people won't have you on their podcast anymore. So you, like, you never know who is connected to who. So you just want to treat everyone with respect. Like,
yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. I'm this conversation's been fantastic, but I'm seeing so many parallels too with, again, how we're pitching store buyers. And, you know, at shows, I've seen people chase buyers down the aisle to get their attention. And, like, it's kind of that same thing too of, you know, just, I don't know.
Just keep it cool.
Just keep it cool. Build relationships. Make connections. You know, do your part to help promote it. Do your part. I mean, I will say I do try to promote the podcasts that I've been on too. Sometimes I'm a little delayed, but I don't even mind if people promote stuff after the fact because these podcast episodes live on and And, you know, we're constantly talking about old episodes within episodes and other things. And so, yeah, I think it's great if people can promote it right when it comes out, but it's even better sometimes to do it later.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like we said, I think the key is just to be super grateful, be on time, have your headphones plugged into your computer, people, please. And then you'll be golden.
I think you're saying that more from my editor standpoint than from a podcast host standpoint.
Oh, you guys, you don't understand. When that microphone is not plugged in, it is so difficult.
I know.
The headphones.
One thing I did recently, well, not so recently, I guess it was when we started the podcast, I created a video. I'm in like a hoodie with my hair up, no makeup. And it's like me being like, here's the type of headphones. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm holding up my like iPhone corded phones and I'm like, use that and plug it into your computer and like trying to walk people through. Because I remember the first time I interviewed on somebody else's show, and I was so nervous and my internet dropped. Like, I had so many tech problems and I was so embarrassed. But it wasn't until I started my own show that I realized what a hot mess I was on that episode and how I must have made that guy's life so difficult. And so anyhow, I'm trying to basically ease the burden for anyone that's coming on my show to then just relieve any stress they have around the tech side of it and, you know, just make it easier and more comfortable so that when we have the conversation, it's just a fluid conversation.
Yeah. And if you have a great host, which most likely you will, they'll be happy to help you. Like if you get on the call and you're confused about, you know, which browser do I need to have open? What am I recording with? That kind of thing. They'll walk you through it. And we've done that many times and we don't mind doing it at all. So don't ever feel like you have to come, you know, knowing all the tech 100%.
Right.
Just come with the pieces and we can help you figure it out.
Totally. Well, and most people, it's like they want you to look good. Like, They want to look good. The host wants to look good, and they also want to make you look good. And so that's a big reason why the headphones and all of that and being in a quiet space, that's why that's important, because they want more people to listen to your episode. That's going to help you. So we want you to do all of these things because it's going to make a better quality episode. It's not just to like be a stickler about things, you know?
Right. Well, ladies, I really appreciate your time today. I appreciate you walking us through your experiences and your expertise in this area. And I do want to leave some parting words for our audience. And I'd like each of you to kind of provide your like final thoughts and like recommendations for people. But really what I want people to hear is go pitch yourself to podcasts, but just do it in a way that really makes sense. Like pitch the people and the shows, or even if it's other types of media, like pitch the people that make the most sense for what you could talk about, what you are, you know, who you're trying to reach, the audience you're trying to reach, all of that. If it's the right fit, it's going to be a no-brainer, yes. And so don't be worried to put yourself out there and see what happens. But what do you ladies want to leave our audience with as we sign off?
Well, I just want to say, like, podcasting is amazing. Obviously, I love podcasts because I edit podcasts all day, every day. But this media is growing so much. And if you're not involved in podcasting in some way, like, now is the time to jump in. And just like Katie said, like, don't be afraid to jump in, jump on a podcast, pitch yourself. It's such a great thing. These audio live forever. I just can't say enough good things. Go be on a podcast.
Go be on a podcast. Brittany, what do you want to leave everybody with?
No, I totally agree with Caroline, because it's like podcasts can have a really great return on investment of time. And it really helps you, you know, it helps you connect more intimately with someone that may be new to you. Because hearing someone and think about like putting in your headphones, like, and listening to a podcast episode, there's something very intimate about that. Like, you feel like you get to know a person even though you've never met them. Like, there are so many podcasts that I listen to that it's like, it feels like they're my best friend, and they're not. Mm. They don't know who I am. But all the tech stuff you can get figured out, pitching you can get figured out, but really like hone in on your messaging. Like, what makes you unique? What makes you different? What makes your story, you know, unique and different? And nobody can say that, like, there's nothing about me that's unique. Like, we all have our own story and path and experiences. And the more that you're willing to share about that and the personal side of you, the business owner, the higher probability that you're going to have to get on to podcasts, because you are the only person that has experienced your own experiences. Like, nobody can take that away from you, because you are the only you in the world. So really, you know, if you need to ask, you know, friends, family members, you know, mastermind members, whoever, like, hey, I don't know what's unique about me. Like, what's cool about me? Like, do that and write down those messages and use those whenever you're pitching, because that's really what's going to make you stand out.
I 100% agree. I'm over here nodding my head yes. All right. Before we sign off, Brittany, tell everyone where they can find you if they want help pitching themselves to podcast. You're the gal for that. So tell people where to find you.
I am everywhere. BrittanyLLynn.com, Brittany L. Lynn on all the social medias. I do have a monthly membership called the PR Prompt. It's a little bit more for beginners of getting started with pitching yourself. So you can go to BrittanyLLynn.com/the PR Prompt if you want to go check that out. And that's where I'm at.
Awesome. And Caroline, if they need help editing their podcast, if they're starting a podcast, where can people find you?
Yeah, we're at wildhomepodcasting.com, wildhomepodcasting on Instagram. And be sure to check out our blog because every once in a while I do some posts about being a guest on a podcast and talk a little bit about that and how to be prepared and that kind of thing. So yeah, follow
along. Awesome. Thank you, ladies, so much. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.